It's here and now. Liberia has reopened its borders with neighboring West African countries and lifted the curfew that was put in place last August to prevent the spread of Ebola. Ebola isn't in the headlines much here in the U.S., but people from here are still traveling to the region to help. Take Yanti Terang, a native of Australia and now resident of New Orleans, a nurse and founder of the global nonprofit group Learn to Live, which tries to improve the quality of life for people around the world. She's in Boston training with Paul Farmer's Partners in Health, learning about the suits she'll be wearing and how to protect herself and patients, learning from pros who've fought disease around the world. She's also called the rock star nurse because she's long been in the New Orleans indie rock scene, first in the band Pocket Fox and now Mahala. When Hurricane Katrina hit, she chose this new career. Yanti, take us back to August 2005. What happened?
Prior to Hurricane Katrina, I was playing in a rock and roll band in New Orleans called Pocket Fox. We just finished our album out in Joshua Tree, California. We were very excited. And just before, we were looking at the news and we were like, oh, there's a storm heading our way. And little did we know that this was going to be, you know, a life-changing moment for all of us in the band and, in fact, like New Orleans itself. During that time, I felt, in a way, helpless with the response. I felt as though I couldn't give or do anything except maybe, you know, support people who were going through it or the healthcare workers. And I remember thinking, you know, music's awesome. I love it. But I think that I need to move on and maybe choose a career where I can actually get in there and help in a situation like this.
And so you study nursing.
So I decided I'd head back to Australia, did nursing for 2 years, always with the sights to come back to the United States. New Orleans is a special place for me and I had my sights back on there. So finished nursing, headed back to the States and funnily enough, had to wait for my registration. So I worked as a movie nurse. You know, when the cameras are rolling, if someone needed a Band-Aid, I was your person. I know.
What an interesting career, you know, from indie rock to nursing on movie sets. But the idea of being a nurse and then subsequently founding your foundation to help people around the world, we understand this has a personal connection for you. You are Australian, as we said, but also Indonesian.
Right. So I was actually sitting on a movie set wondering, I have this skill and I should be able to apply it, you know, maybe to some people in the world with need. And it so happened that over the last 5 years prior to that, almost 15 family members of mine had passed away in Indonesia. And my family over there were middle class, educated, you know, had probably more privilege than many of the millions of Indonesians living in the country. And for me, I was like, how is this happening?
That they're dying.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, people, type 1 diabetes, infection. And these are my family members, my dad's siblings, my cousins. And I feel as though in Indonesia, this was a regular occurrence. And for me, sitting in the film set, wondering, what am I doing? Family members dying. I'm like, hey, I think I have to like create something here. So I raised $6,000 on an online campaign with my idea to bring healthcare to North Sulawesi. And I headed over, spoke with the Indonesian government. And, you know, 3 years later, I've taken, you know, three crews. We've seen over 2,500 patients. We've built water systems and now expanding to Laos and soon South Africa.
That must feel so good.
It does. People are like, it's amazing. And I think it is amazing, but I feel as though it's the course that when my life was supposed to go, and as horrific as Katrina was, it sort of opened my eyes and opened so many doors for me and gave me so much perspective. And I continue with that sort of vision and idea of like how I want to live my life.
Well, and now you're off to West Africa to pitch in fighting Ebola.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, you're heading in that direction as many are heading. You'll pass people coming back the other way because it's out of the headlines in some ways.
I know. It's actually been really interesting. It's phenomenal, the work that has already been done. And we've essentially like contained, you know, the actual disease itself. A lot of other global NGOs who are out there are there to assist with the Ministry of Health to help build the non-existent healthcare system and strengthen them and, you know, work together with clinicians and get them to a point that I believe that everyone in the world deserves to have, like, a strong healthcare system that then can support, you know, in a crisis like Ebola.
In other words, replace the tents that are being folded up and the troops and doctors who are leaving.
Right. I mean, it's like it's going to be a process that's going to go on for years and years, and the work is just starting.
And in your downtime, you could start a band.
Oh, yeah, I could. I know. It could be a really fun time. Yep.
That's Yanti Terang, a nurse and singer. Her nonprofit is Learn to Live. We'll hook you up at herenow.org. She's heading to Sierra Leone to fight Ebola. Yanti, thanks so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.